This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Aurora, Republican Danielle Lamon is running for the Colorado State Senate seat in District 27, telling The Kim Monson Show she wants to bring a conservative voice back to a South Metro district now held by a Democrat. Lamon must first win a contested Republican primary on Tuesday, June 30, before any general election matchup. She faces Daryl Gibbs, a trucking business owner, longtime Air Force Reserves C-130 crew chief, and former Denver police officer, for the GOP nomination. The winner advances to the NOV. 3 general election against the incumbent. Senate District 27 covers Arapahoe County, including Centennial and South Aurora, plus a small portion of Douglas County, Colorado politics reported. The district is currently represented by Democrat Senator Tom Sullivan, who is running for a second term. "I'm running for State Senate District 27," Lamon said on The Kim Monson Show, appearing in a June 19 interview with guest host Brad Beck. That's in Southeast Aurora and Centennial. Lamon described herself on the air as a small business owner and a mom, military wife, who's been in Colorado over 28 years. She said she decided to run because she does not love seeing how our state is going in this direction of losing some of our common sense values. Lamon is the founder and CEO of the Aurora Fire Foundation, which supports first responders and public safety, and the founder of the Buddy Publishing Foundation, a literacy nonprofit. A retired small business owner and former insurance broker, she has chaired the Spina Bifida Association of Colorado and the Aurora Citizens Budget Committee, served as past president of the Rotary Club of Aurora, and authored a children's picture book. She holds a bachelor's degree in philosophy from Metropolitan State University of Denver. "So I've just decided to step up and run for Senate, challenge Senator Tom Sullivan," Lamon said, adding that she wants conservative residents spoken for again. She directed voters to her campaign site. Lamon said affordability is the central concern she hears at the doors. "People are tired of taxes being too high and way tired of fees that are just making everything unaffordable," she said. She pointed to the state's budget as a priority. "As everybody's pretty aware, we're in a $1.5 billion structural deficit," Lamon said. That figure is confirmed. Nonpartisan Legislative Council staff told lawmakers in March that the gap between available revenue and the cost of maintaining current state programs and services for the coming fiscal year had grown to more than $1.5 billion, the Colorado Sun reported. The fiscal year takes effect July 1, Lamon said the state needs to find places to cut. She said that since Democrats took the majority over the last 8 years, Colorado has added 7,000 new employees and 270 new programs that it cannot properly fund. She called for a review of the budget and for reducing fees she said are not delivering their stated purpose, citing road maintenance as an example. On the economy, Lamon said regulation is pushing employers out of the state. "We need to cut our regulations," she said. "We are the 6th most regulated state and our businesses are leaving." She said standardizing practices and lowering compliance costs would help small businesses return and add jobs. Public safety was a recurring theme. Lamon said she hears from residents installing home cameras to protect property and argued that the state needs to hold our criminals accountable. Lamon drew a sharp contrast with Sullivan, framing her case around constituent engagement. "I am somebody that's been out in our community making positive impact, and that's the same thing I want to bring to the Capitol," she said. She characterized Sullivan in her own terms. "If you follow Senator Sullivan's track record, he just is a one-issue person, and that's about taking our constitutional rights away," Lamon said. "He doesn't vote to protect our kids. He doesn't vote to have punishment for criminals." Those are Lamon's characterizations of the incumbent. Sullivan is among the state's most prominent gun policy legislators. His son Alex was killed in the 2012 Aurora theater shooting, and Sullivan went on to sponsor Senate Bill 25003, the 2025 law establishing a permit-to-purchase requirement for certain semi-automatic firearms. He won the District 27 seat in 2022 and took office in January 2023. Campaign finance reports filed through the June 10 reporting period show Lamon raised $26,600 plus a $10,000 self-loan, with her largest single contribution coming from the Colorado State Shooting Association, Colorado Politics reported. Gibbs reported raising $876 from six donors over the same period. Colorado's statewide primary is June 30th, with mail ballots sent to all active registered voters. The general election is November. 3.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Colorado is at the tip of the spear, and the races that decide our future are the local ones most people overlook. A $1.5 billion structural deficit confirmed by nonpartisan staff is the bill for years of expanded programs and rising fees that working families now carry at the grocery store, the gas pump, and the DMV counter. When a candidate steps up to run for the state Senate, she is volunteering to be outspent and outshouted for the chance to give her neighbors a voice they feel they have lost. Voters in District 27 will weigh two Republicans on June 30 and then choose in November, and that is exactly how self-governance is supposed to work. The question every Coloradan should be asking is simple: who is actually willing to take a hard look at the budget and cut what we cannot afford?
For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.